But all he said was Omru. It was said over that halacha is Reb Shimon ben Elazar. But for Leiloi Sirilei, Shmuel himself doesn't hold like this. Rashi is Kleimar, Hochi Yama Shmuel. Yei Shoyim Halacha Reb Shimon ben Elazar. There are some people that say like that. But for Leiloi Sirilei, he himself, Shmuel, does not hold like that. Therefore, there's no steer in Shmuel. For Shmuel Tak himself holds that Ein Shomim Lo Lagana Vo Lagazlin, if the Gazlin makes a Kash, he's like Kohen, he has to keep it now, and he has to pay back the value, how much it was worth, B'Shas HaGzela. When it says, Omer Reb Chia Barab, Omer Reb Yechanan, Tvat Torah Midi Yeraisa, Gzela HaNishtanis, Chayzeres B'Yaneho. If the Gazlin steals something, even though it makes a shinu, it changes, so what? Still you have a chiv ha'eshev ha'sekzeil, you have to return it the way it is. In other words, there's no kinyin shinui. Shenema, the Pasuk says, ve'eshev ha'sekzeil ha'shegozal, which we darshan mikom mokom. Anyway, any type of exeil that you still have, you have to return it. You can't say, since it changed, it got better, it got worse. No, you have to return it. For the Gemara, if so, it's a question of Yechanan, if so, we am telling Mishnah Seinu. Our Mishnah says not like that. Our Mishnah says, I go to Leitzim, for Yosef Kalim, that you currently, you keep it, you don't have to return it back. So our answer, that's only Midrabonon. That's called Mishum Takones Hashovim. Midrabonon, they made it easy to do tshuva, so Gazan, if you stole it and you made it into a chair, we don't tell you you have to return it the way it is now. It will be too hard for you to return it. So Mishum Takones Hashovim will make it easy for you. We say that Shinu was kind Midrabonon, that you just have to pay back the money. For the Gemara, Miyam Rav Yechon, Hochi, is it true that Rav Yechon says like this? That Midiraisa Shinu is not koina. I've Omer Rav Yechon, Rav Yechon always says that halacha kestam mishna. We paskin like a stam mishna. Utsunan, we learned the stam mishna before. That loy hispik litna loy. Achet savoy potter. Loy hispik. If he didn't finish shearing off all the five sheep, but rather he only sheared off from one sheep, and he dyed it. Achet savoy. He dyed the wool of one. So Potter, we say it's like a shinui. You own the sheep. You own this wool now. So it's not mitzvah for the mitzvah of Rishis Hageiz. So you see, like if Yechon holds Midiraisa, that shinu is koina. Because if shinu would not be koina, like there's no takonas hashovim over there. If there's no takonas hashovim there, so why is the shinu koina? Why do we say like it's not the original wool? Since you dyed it, it's something new, and therefore you don't have the five shearings off at one shot. Why not? So the more answer is, Omalhu Huma the Rabbonin. One of the Rabbonin answered back, for Rabbi Yaakov Shmei, and his name was Rabbi Yaakov, that Lididi to me, me for Shalei Minei the Rabbi Yechanon, he explained Pshat and Rabbi Yechanon like this, or that Rabbi Yechanon explained it to him, Kegoin Shegozal Eitzim Mishupim V'Oson Kalim Tebele Shinor HaChoyze Lebriyosoi. In other words, that really Rabbi Yechanon holds, shinu is koina. A real shinu that's not choyza, can't return to its original form, is koina. But our Mishni learned is talking about a shinui that could be returned to its original form. Because he learned our Mishnah was gozal eitzim mishupim, that you already stole smoothed out wood, was planed already. The Yosef Kalim, all you did was you put that wood into a chair and made a chair out of it. That's called a shinu that could return back to its original form. So since you couldn't return back, midiraisa, that's not a kinyan. That's not a shinui. So therefore it was bothering Rabbi Yechon, what's pshan our Mishnah? What does our Mishnah say, Yekona? And this Rabbi Yechon has to answer, it's only at the Konas HaShovim. It's only midirabonin at the Konas HaShovim. When you make a real good shinui, that's not chayzer, then Rabbi Yechon would agree that midiraisa, shinu is kain. It's not called kain shagozol, you'd be potter. Nothing more so like this. Turn around, look at a price like this. Hagazlonim or molib rivis. Somebody that's a gazlan stole the lot. Or else molib rivis, somebody that lent money, a mouth of lent money, and he received interest back. Sheikh Ziroi, now they want to do tshuva and return it. So locher is ain mekablu mehem. We're not the nigzal, or else the loiv is not supposed to receive back the gzelo, or else the interest. And via makabul mehem, somebody accepts it from them. The locher is ain ruach hachomim loichemenu. The chom are not happy with what they're doing. The Omer Rabbi Yechon, Yechon says, like, what's the reason here? Omer Rabbi Yechon, you should know, b'yimei Rebbe nishnis mishnezu. In Rebbe's times, this learning was taught. The Tanya learned like this. Maisa biyoda mecher happened case with one person. Shebi kesh lasos tshuva. The person wanted to do tshuva. Omalei ishtes, his wife said to him, Reikal, like empty-headed. Ima toisa tshuva. If you're going to do tshuva, afilu avne teine shaloch. Even the belt that you have doesn't belong to you. In other words, every single thing you have is stolen goods. So how could you go do tshuva now and return it all? And therefore, the nimne blo yasa tshuva, so the person taka stopped, and do not do tshuva, he remained a rosha. So v'yaisa shor, at that time, Marmu, they said over, that ha-gazlonim u'moli ribis, a gazlon of people that lend money be interest, sheh viroi, if they want to return it, ein mekablim mehem, we're not supposed to accept it from them. And via mekabel mehem, whoever does accept it from them, you should know, and ruach chom leichemenu, the chom are not happy with them. Meisvei habakasha. It says, alocho haniyach lema via moyes sharibis, if the father, let's say, died and left over money that he already collected for interest, is afal pi shein yoidim shein ribis, even though the kids know clearly this is the money of ribis, and chayotam lahachzir, the kids do not have to return it. So the diyak is, inuhu deloi. Only the kids don't have to return it. Ho'avihem chayiv l'achzav. Mashma, the father does have to return it. Tomorrow says like this. Bedinu, really, the avihem nami chayiv l'achzav. Really, the father also does not have to return it, really. I v'hotik toni b'didu. How come we say only the kids don't have to return it? Mishum d'kaboy l'mis n'seifa. Because we want to say at the seifa like this. The seifa says, haniyach l'mavihem. Por vitalis v'chol dove misuyim. Let's say the father, though, has an object. That's Mesuyim, like he has a par, a cow that was given for Ribis, or he has a talis, or anything that's Mesuyim, then Chayovim Lachzer, then the kids have to return it. Why? Because it's only covered for the father. In other words, it should not still be around that object, and people will always say, this is what your father received for Ribis. In order to take away the Kvoid of Aviyim, that's why he's supposed to return it. So therefore, since it talks about the kid, is Tana Reisha Nami Bidatu, it says about the Reisha, that you should know, if it's not a Dovra Mesuyim, you do not have to return it. Now the Gemara says, so therefore the Reisha talks about the kids also. For the Gemara, Mifnei Kvod Aviyim Chayovim Lahachzir, and because of the covenant of the father, do you have to return it? Ikri Khan, why don't we read here the Pasuk, V'nosi B'yamcha Loi Sa'or, that we dash and you're not allowed to curse somebody, but V'nosi B'yamcha, like a melech, Biyamcha, that we darshin biyoisa maisamcha, only if he does mitzvahs. In other words, if he's not a Rosha. If he's a Rosha, you're allowed to curse him. So the same thing for your father also. If your father is a Rosha, you don't have to worry about his covet then. So the Mora says, Kad Yamara Pinchas, Bishosa Tshuva. The Pinchas said over there, a person did Tshuva. Hochinami Bishosa Tshuva. We're talking about now that your father did Tshuva. Therefore, he's supposed to return it to take away for his respect. If the father did tshuva, so what is the object doing here? L'churi did tshuva, should have returned to himself. He himself should have returned it. Skumarin says, we're talking about true, the father did tshuva, just he didn't have enough time yet to return it until he was mace. So therefore, in such a case where the father did do tshuva, he's called amcha, now the children have a chiv, as kavarav, to return this, that there should not be a kiloyin for the father. So the chuf niskemor it's mashma that if your father is a rosha, you don't have a chiyuv kivud, you don't have a chiyuv to give him respect. However, I think it's brought in halacha that even though you don't have a chiyuv of kivud, but to mavayish him, to do a maisa, do something not nice to him, that you're not allowed to do. Here it's on Yishala, do you have a chiyuv to return this or not? Like, otherwise, this is Sheviyat Tasek, just don't return it. So that was the Gemara's kasha. What do you have a chiyuv to return it for? The Gemara says he did tshuva. But if he wouldn't have done tshuva, then you don't have a chiyuv to return it to him. But then a chanami, to do something not nice to him, could be that you don't have a right to. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding up Tzadik Dalon on the days. In the middle of the Shail, again, there was a new takonom that the Gazlonim do not have to return it. Mishum atakona, in order that they should be able to do tshuva. So Mora says, we're on 10 lines from the bottom. Torshima, come in here. It says, HaGazlonim, people that stole, Umali Baribis, people that borrowed, lend money, and they took interest back. So Afa Pisha Govui, even though they collected it, Marzirin, still they have to return it. So Chorot says here, Klo, you do have to return it. So first of all, the Gemara says, Gazlonim, Ma Shegovu Ika. What does it mean to say by Gazlonim that they collected it? Like a Monashuch. E gozel gozel. If they stole it, they stole it, they have it. Vila gozel la gozel. If he didn't steal it. What does it call Afa Pisha Govoi? What does it mean he collected it? Like, did he steal or didn't he steal it? So Moshe Ella stamped the pshat on this price is like this. Ela Eima ha gazlonim umaniyu. What type of gazlonim are we talking about over here? We're talking about Molly Ribbis. We're talking about people that lent money, the Malva that lent money, and he collected Ribbis on it. So it says, Afa Pisha Govoi, even though the Malva already collected the Ribbis, he already collected the interest, like it was over like the din of Gezela, it's like a gazlin, still machzirin, still it says here, supposed to return it. So you see here clearly that a gazlonim or Malva Ribbis is supposed to return it, not like we learned before. So where it says, Amri, I'll tell you true machzirin, they are supposed to try and return it. But v'yein mekablin mehem, we are not supposed to accept it from them. We're supposed to tell them, you know what, you don't have to pay me back, we don't want it. El for the Moras, Ella Lamai Machzirin, says, so if we're not going to accept it from them, so for what purpose are they supposed to return it? So the Moras says, Lotzas Yidei Shemayim, like if they're telling us, they want to return it to us because they want to be Yotz Yidei Shemayim, like they want to do like real Tshuva Shleima, not to have any din against them in Shemayim, then Mashma we could accept from them. But there's no theory to the Takana. That the corner is l'chatchila, the gazlan has to know that he doesn't have to return it. And we don't want him, we don't ask him to return it. Just if he on his own wants to return it to be Yotz Yidei Shemayim, then it's good. Toshma come now bring another proof. It says, Haroyim, people that are shepherds, that take their animals in the fields to pasture, and most of them there are gazlonim, because they let their animals pasture in other people's fields. Relsva gaboyim, the gabi collector for the king that used to go around collecting the taxes like, and you understand, he took a little bit more for himself. Relsva yamuchsim, relsva people that took taxes. Well, the other one, there are two different type of collectings here. The first one is stam, Rashi says, gaboyim in shamelech ligvois kesod gugulosov yanunyo vishakli tvei. They're supposed to take a set amount. And then there are muhsim, people that come and take taxes. Also, Mustam, they take too much, they steal a little bit. So now, tshuvos on kosher. For them to do tshuva, it's very hard for them to do tshuva. Because they don't know exactly from who they stole from. They stole from so many people, they don't know exactly from who. So it's hard to do tshuva shleima. So what should they do? It says here, umachzirin lemakirin, that they're supposed to return it back to the people they know. Like if they know exactly who they stole from, then they're supposed to return it to. Rashi says, "Lemi shemakish loy shegazlu," they return it. So it's a stira. Here before we just learned that we're not supposed to. They don't have to return it. So Mer says again, "Amri atayu marzirin." If they want to return it, but v'yein mekablu mehem, we tell them you don't have to give it back to us. We don't want it. V'yela b'risa lemay marzirin. What does it mean to say that they're marzirin? So Marin says it means lotzas yidei shemayim, that if they say, listen, we know we don't have to return it, but still we want to return it to the yotz yidei shemayim, that's okay. For the Gemara, yochi, if so, amay tshuvos and kosher. If that's the pshat that they really don't have to return it, so then why is it hard for them to do tshuva? Is that the corner is they don't have to return it, so let them just do tshuva, let them just feel bad that they did the gzela, and they're potter, they're free. For Yoid, secondly, aim a sefer. What does the sefer say? It says clearly, v'shein makirin. But let's say to the people you do not realize who you stole from, then yasa bohen tzorchei tzibur. For that money that you stole, that you do not know who it was from, that money is supposed to give over to tzorchei tzibur. What does that mean? For yomer avchizda boirois asichun umoris. Supposed to make like ditches of water for the rabbim to use. Like you stole from the rabbim, you don't know from who. So the best way to do tshuva is to do things back to the rabbim. Rashi says, "Lahachnes bem mayim lishtois tevei dover hatzaruch lachoil." It's something that the rabbim needs. V'yahana mehem anigzolim. Therefore, the people that you stole from, they'll have enjoyment from this. So that's the way you do your tshuva. But Alma, from here we see, ahaduri boy mashmi, you do have to return it. So it's not like we learned before. So the Gemara answers, "Elo lekasha." Rather, I'll answer you like this. There's no stira. Kan koidim takona, kan liyacha takona. And this mishnah, this brisa was learned before Rebbe made the takona, and we're talking about now after Rebbe made the takona. Rashi says, Kaidim takone shebiyamei Rebbe nishnes mishnezu. The mechayv l'mahader. In the times of Rebbe, before he made that takono, he had this mishnah that you're supposed to return it. Like after din midiraisa, poshut if you steal, you have to return it. Just later on, they made a takona to say that mishum takona sashovim, like you don't have to return it. The Gemara says, v'hashdu diyomer Rav Nachman. Now the Rav Nachman said, b'shein gzeila kayemis, that there's a big difference. That when was the takona said that you don't have to return it, only when the gzeila is not around. But when the gzeila is around, if it's still kain shagozol, then that you're supposed to return. If so, then I can answer your poshut. Afilu teime idividi lachat takona. Even if you want to learn both cases, they are talking about takalachat takona. After they made the takona, you don't have to return. But still, I'll tell you,